we had a cracking race in the 333 yesterday, and there was a course record sent on the 333 with a two-man team. They were from Kanturk, and they set a new course record of 9:42 for a two-person team. Like, that has took nearly 15 minutes, I think, or maybe more, off the old course record that we had set. Our own local guys had it for a while, Matthew McKinley, and then it went last year to another team. But this year it's gone down to Cork with a time of 9:42. Then there's two local guys, Paddy and Ryan, from the Errigal Cycling Club, did 10:19. And then I suppose there was a big battle there of local clubs from the Errigal CC and around the county. Dennis Hughes and Mark Cassidy took third spot in the team prize with 11:25. But it was a great race. And yeah, we're delighted to get everybody back safe and sound there, you know.
That's brilliant. That's a 3-3-3. In terms of the 5-5-5, how satisfied, first of all, the number of competitors, the 5-5-5. How was it this year, before you talk about the results, how was it this year compared to other years?
They're down in numbers, Kieran. You know, there was only about 10 or 12 in it this year, you know, and as we spoke about it, like, cycling in general, it's hard to get people on the road. Never mind take on 5-5-5, you know, around the hills of Donegal. So, listen, it is what it is. It's like every race, you know, I mean, numbers are down, and we'll just keep plugging on, you know, and hopefully next year we can get the numbers back up again. But, you know, when you still have 4 or 5 or 6 in the race, and you've still got a race and people can compete against themselves or can compete against other competitors, it's great to have, you know. So, but we'll just keep plugging along, you know. We're happy with it. And, you know, as I said, when people keep signing up, we'll keep going on.
In terms of key personnel, is there anything else you'd like to cover on the Airways of Highland in relation to the 555, Sean?
Just that, you know, the race out there was incredible. Like, Ronan McLaughlin set a new unsupported time of 18:57, unsupported. But David Fielding is, I suppose, the overall winner of the 5-5-5 this year. A young guy that's not from the county but living in Buncrana, he won it in a time of 20:01. And Philip Colbert, that's been here before and finished second, I think, twice, has gone away again with second in a time of 21:20. And Ryan Burke then was third in the 3-3. Great battle. Team Frosses was Eugene McGinnigan and Harriet in a time of 20:46. Last of the Summer Wines was the four-person team in 22:55. And Noel Kuzak was second, unsupported, in a time of 20:42. I suppose then to the 2-2-2, was great battle there this year with the 2-2-2. Sam Lynch won it. Now, Sam Lynch, I suppose we have to shout out here, he's a two-time Olympian, and he's gone to the World Championships 4 times rowing for Ireland. He's an absolute beast of a man, and he has never done anything like this before, so it was great to see him in Donegal. Married to a local girl, Sinead Jennings, as we know, the Jennings is around Donegal. They're tough, and so Sam had to step up to Mark today or yesterday and see what he could put down there. But he won it, followed by John Fallon, and it was a great race. And Paula Haggerty, I suppose, the local girl from Cranford, won the 2-2-2 for the women in 9:34. So overall, we had, you know, a great success. People were saying, as I said, Kieran, before, they've been around the world. Especially Phil Colbert, he said he'll never be back in Donegal again. He said he forgot how tough it was. So, you know, it's just not that easy. You know, no matter if it's 2-2-2 or 3-3-3 or 5-5-5, Donegal has some of the toughest climbs and the toughest roads that's in the world, really. You know, I mean, everybody has gone away and done other things, but they always keep saying Donegal is so, so tough, you know.